For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Both sides say denuclearization is a key agenda item as President Trump makes final preparations for a summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un in Singapore. Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell believes that President Trump's criticism of allies at the G7 meeting in Canada reduces his negotiating power at Tuesday's summit with the North Korean dictator.
He could have gone off to Singapore with, you know, momentum. Instead, now I think he goes to Singapore weakened, and the best way for us to enforce what we're going to need to enforce and verify against North Korea is having allies in Great Britain and France and Canada. Now we go there weakened, and North Korea, I think, will look at us as not necessarily having the strength that we've had in prior negotiations.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The Trump administration's repeal of Obama-era net neutrality rules takes effect on Monday. CNET's Ian Scher explains.
Nobody's going to see any change right now. It's about what the future is going to be. It's about how is the internet going to function going forward. And that is what everyone's really worried about.
More than 800 firefighters continue to battle the largely unchecked wildfire in southwestern Colorado. So far, it's blackened an area larger than Manhattan. KRQE-TV reporter Allison Martinez.
The fire that started on June 1st now spans over 16,000 acres and is just 10% contained. The cause of the fire is still under investigation, but no structures have caught fire at this time.
The latest mandatory evacuation was ordered for residents of more than 800 homes, for a total now of more than 2,000. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Syracuse University in New York State is suspending 15 fraternity members over some racist videos that they made. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
The school's student newspaper publishes two of the videos showing members of the Theta Tau Engineering fraternity speaking racial slurs and mocking people with disabilities. A lawyer representing the 15 students says the university has suspended them indefinitely for 1 to 2 years. She says that means the school doesn't have to readmit them once the suspensions are over. The fraternities apologized about the videos, saying in a statement, quote, "Anyone of color or of any marginalized group who have seen this video has every right to be angry and upset with the despicable contents of it." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump and his top aides are berating a close ally after the G7 summit in Canada. Advisor Peter Navarro said on Fox News, "There's a special place in hell for him," after Trudeau said Canada would respond to new U.S. sanctions.
That was one of the worst political miscalculations of a Canadian leader. All Justin Trudeau had to do was take the win.
Canadian Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland said they would not respond with ad hominem attacks.
The government of Canada is absolutely committed to standing strong, to defending our workers and our industry.
For USA Radio News,